Welcome, everybody, to our very first class. And look at us. We're here. This is amazing. We're still missing a couple people, but they'll get here. Are you all excited?
Yes.
When I first got on, Ramon asked me, how are you feeling, Karen? And I'm excited. I'm so excited. This is just kind of my happy place. So what I'm going to do is we're going to just start with a meditation. Okay, we'll just open with a meditation and get ourselves situated. Would it help if I put the mantra on the screen? Let me see if I can get that for us. I've got several. Hold on. That's not going to work. I've got to do this. Point you'll have all this memorized, but for now, for today, oh, that's the wrong one. Let's do our invocation. Can everybody see that?
Yes.
The invocation right there? Well, then with that, it's our first official class. We're going to open it with a short meditation. All right, everybody. Fasten your seatbelts. I'm putting it in gear. We're about to take off. So ground yourself in this moment. For most of us, that means dropping our attention into our seat and just feeling our connection to the earth that supports us. And as you let your attention rest here with these sensations of weight, of connection, of support, drop your awareness from your sit bones. Drop it down through your whatever you're sitting on, through the floor, through the earth, to the very center of the earth. And feel that connection, that line of energy, that root, that cord, whatever image or feeling works for you. And feel yourself deeply, deeply connected. And feel yourself seated directly above the center of the earth. There's a deep mystical teaching in that. And feel that connection, feel that support that will never leave you. It's always, always here. And then let's take a moment and see if you can relax into that. Can you take that deep, deep inhale, three-part inhale? And as you exhale, soften your face and your neck and your shoulders. And let your attention rest in that sense of support and in that sense of release and surrendering to that support. And so as you exhale and you feel the face and the jaw, and the neck and the shoulders softening, the arms softening, you can sense that weight in your seat, that sensation of weight increasing. It's subtle, but it's there. And can you have a sense of completely releasing and letting go? And just surrendering to that force we called gravity. Just surrender to gravity. You don't need to hold tightness or tension. You can let all of that drain into the earth itself. And what's important is finding that sense of surrender. Surrender. And now take that awareness of that grounded connection, that root, that line of energy emanating from the center of the earth, connected directly to you, and then bring your attention from the center up that line of energy into your sit bones, into your spine. Let it rise up through the spine, the neck, directly through the center of the head and up through the crown. And as your awareness moves up, just become aware of that open spaciousness. That open spaciousness. And allow that sense of soft surrendering to surrender to the unfolding of that spacious expanse. Imagine you can feel it in front of you, behind you, to the right, to the left, above you, and even below you. And this spaciousness is also holding you and supporting you. And feeling this support, let your attention come into the heart center. And with each breath, let that breath flow into the heart center, gently expanding, opening, softening. And as you exhale, soften and surrender. And then from this place of the heart open, the heart soft, whatever that is for you this morning, it will be different every time. Let's say our invocation together. O Great Spirit, saints and sages of all religions, all places, all times, and to my own precious Ishta Devata, I bow to you all. Sweep clear the obstacles on our path and lead us to the other shore of that ocean of awareness. O ye powers that be, help us to awaken in all aspiring souls your eternal wisdom and unselfish love. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. And then just take a moment. And what is it your body is experiencing right now? Can you show up for that? No right or wrong. Just showing up with attention and affection and acceptance. And if you were to describe that feeling to someone right now, how would you describe it? All right, so Just kind of settle into that for a moment, just for a moment. Just be present with yourself. Be present in the moment. And then very gently take a nice little inhale. As you exhale, soften from your crown into your seat. And then just ask yourself and see what answer comes. Why did I come here today? And just see what answers that question. The first thought that came. All right. Okay. There's no more to it. We just wanted that first thought. So go ahead. You can take a breath, open your eyes, and we'll all come back. And you're going to need to unmute yourselves because whenever I mute you, I can't unmute you. But so what I would love to have us do, oh, there you are, Brenda. I would love us to start this morning by first thing, let's bring in fold Brenda back into the group, okay? Because she wasn't able to join us right away yesterday, which I knew when we chose that time that, I mean, I didn't choose the time, but not everybody would be able to be there. But so Brenda, you had a chance to watch the video. Mm-hmm. So you've met everybody.
Yep, I know all of your deep, dark secrets.
So would you just introduce yourself then? Where sure. You are and what it is you hope to gain.
Sure. Well, my name is Brenda, and I live in Clackamas, and Oregon. And I have two kids, 14 and 11, almost 12. And I know, Karen always hears the ages. And
I know.
Because I have been working with Karen for about 6 years now, so... through the moms group. So, and lots of other workshops and retreats. And I'm glad that we got the chance to think about our own reasons before we heard everybody else's reasons. Cause like many of you, I was like, oh, that and that and that, but I had already made my notes. The first thing that came to my mind when I thought of, you know, why did I sign up for this, was just self-compassion. That's the word that came up right away. And I heard that from lots of you. Other thoughts I had were, you know, insights to guide me in order to guide others. And just the continuing of healing my own wounds and softening my own heart, you know, even more than it already has in the last few years. So those are kind of my big reasons, and I'm much more calm today than I was Friday. So I'm very happy to be here.
Yeah. You came from working with kids all day, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And a fairly intense week of that. So yeah.
All right, Brenda, let me make sure I got this down. Okay. Cause I'm keeping track of what you guys are saying. Because it's important to me, because I want to make sure we give, that's what you, that we answer that. That's the point, right? That's the beauty of a program of this scale. It's so personal. It is so personal. I have done these, and it's all online, and you send in your questions. They say, oh, we'll answer all your questions, da, 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 and they never answer them. You know, it's so, Brenda, you said self-compassion. Insights to guide you and to help others and to soften your own heart?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. Lovely. All right. So welcome, Brenda. Now we're all together. All right. So what I am going to ask is that if you hear noise in your house, you can bet we're hearing it too. So if you hear, then just go ahead and mute yourself because I can't really tell who's where it's coming from, but that way it'll just help the quality of the recording that you guys all have to work with. So, all right. So Brenda's been introduced and welcomed in. I have some real just data to share. And so what I'm hearing is I'm hearing an echo. Does somebody have two devices on? No? Okay. Well, then I'm going to go ahead and mute everybody until I can figure out what's causing that and see if that helps. Okay. That helps a little. All right. Okay. So actually, I suppose I should first ask, are you awake? Yeah? Okay. All right. Okay. So here we go. I'm going to give you some data because once we move into the other stuff, we're not going to want to go here. I mean, it's just how it is, right? So first question on the emails right now, I have BCC'd everybody's blind copied, but as we go through the training, there's just us. If there's anybody who would prefer to stay on a blind copy, could you send me a text or an email and let me know? Because otherwise, what I'm going to do is move them up into the email so you have each other's emails. Okay. So, but if there's, for some reason, it's your work email or whatever it is, you don't want that out there, just text me and I'll make sure that your name stays in the BCC. Okay. The other thing is the retreat is required. And I wanted to let everybody know right now there's early bird pricing, which is tough on us because we price it so close to the bone, but it helps us to make the payments we need to make to the retreat center when we get people registering early. So it's up there. If you want to do a payment plan, we're totally cool with that. We just can't offer a payment plan on the retreat price. So if you want to need a payment plan in the retreat description is Char's email address. Char Sproul. Char is the person who will handle all of your, any financial things that you need when you're registering for a workshop or anything. Char is your person. If you lose your password, you can't get into the site, it's like, I can't get in. My password's not working. Char is your person. That's her domain. Okay. Yes.
Karen, you said you can't offer payment plan on the retreat price. You meant on the early bird price.
On the early bird price.
Yeah.
You guys stay on top of me. Because it's interesting. Some of you are taking David's astrology class. And I can hear sometimes he'll say the wrong name for the planet he's talking about and things like that. And I'm watching him going, oh man, I bet I do the same thing. In just the 3 hours we've been together, I have done the same thing. So please stay on top of me so that it doesn't get confusing. So yes, so early bird pricing, just email Char. It's a real simple email, Char, C-H-A-R, @meditationmama.com. And she will work with you, whatever you need for the pricing. But so that's what I wanted to say about the retreat. And the good news for those of you who have never been to a retreat with us before is this is the first time we have the entire retreat center to ourselves. And yeah, so it's really quite amazing. So we'll have a lot of space and excellent food and beautiful surroundings, and the rooms are okay. I mean, we're definitely not talking high end. We're talking, but they're adequate, right? But so, okay. Any questions on the retreat before I move on from that?
I don't have a question. I just have a plug for the retreat because I've been doing the retreats there, helping Karen there for a few years now. And it is stunning. It is. Yeah, the rooms are like, they could be remodeled, but you're really not in your room that much because the grounds are exquisite. They're just, it's the most beautiful space. And the food is sublime. It's so good. And being there with Karen, the sanctuary space that we're in, it's like this magical space and it's amazing. And I just look forward to it every single time. I get goosebumps thinking about it. So you'll love it.
Oh, thank you, April. And that reminds me, this year, for the first time, we're going to have yoga Gina, who some of you know, will be doing yoga. And so she'll be working a little bit through the day to keep everybody stretched. But it's not like power yoga. It's Karen style yoga, which is, okay, lay on your back, put your feet up on the wall, your legs on the wall. It'll be very gentle. It's mainly just keep us stretched out and open so that we can sit, you know, for comfortably. And we bring tons of cushions. I know several of you will be flying in. I have tons of zabutons and cushions of all sorts. So you'll have those. And we'll have some extra yoga mats, so you don't need to travel with yoga mats or meditation cushions or anything like that. Okay.
And I had asked on an email about doing a shared room in the world of COVID, and I'd said I'd rather, you know, if I was going to share a room, which I'm open to, with another fully vaccinated person. And Char was very cute and said, by then we hope everybody would be fully vaccinated if everything goes according to schedule, you know. So I'm going to take a risk and do that. And then, but I also know a couple people just locally that would be that way. So if that's in your mind at all, it does save a little bit of money to share a room. And again, you're not in there that much. So.
And actually, thank you, Brenda. I'm not going to say vaccines are required, because I know some people have really strong feelings against it, and some people have health reasons, you know, that maybe their doctors are recommending them not get one, but they are recommended. And certainly I know there will be quite a few of us who are vaccinated. And so we will be working with whatever the health guidelines are for the state. So at the moment, the retreat is restricted to 25 people, which is a little less than we usually have, but it's summer, so we're not going to get. So we should be okay. We should be. All right. So, and if you have any concerns, just email me, let me know, or text me. Okay. Does everybody have my phone number? You know what? Let me give you my phone number, because you can text me. But if it's your first time texting me, just put in there, hi, Karen, this is Ramon. Because otherwise I will go, unless it's really obvious it's for the teacher training, I'll literally block you. Okay, so it's 503-816-5431. 503-816-5431. And these videos will only ever be seen by us, just so you know. So I'm saying that going, am I putting my number out to the world? No, it's us. It's the 11 of us, the only ones who'll ever see them. So, okay. So we got retreat going. Okay. Let's go through the rest of the stuff. This is waking everybody up. I can tell. Okay. Now we have an online, we call it a subscriber program, which has a lot of content that you will be using during this training. Some of you are already subscribers, and Char will be sending an email out today, because as students in teacher trainees, you get an even more reduced rate on the subscriber rate because it's required. And so she'll be sending that out today, and you will have the option to just have her, if you want to stay on the same payment schedule you're on, she'll just go in there and change the amount. If you're on a monthly and you want to change to a yearly or something like that, or a 6-monthly, she'll do that for you. But she'll send you your password and your, actually, I don't know if you need a separate password. That may not be true. She knows all that. She will help you get there. I'm going to show you the online program here in just a few moments. But she's also going to give you a discount code that is yours to use for any group meditations or workshops that you sign up for. We can't use it on the retreat because the retreat is priced so tight. But you are required to do a group meditation each week, because last time around I learned that that made a huge difference. Huge difference for the people. It was noticeable, right? So you get 25% off group meditations and any workshops that you sign up for. I can only offer them on my classes. I can't offer them on other teachers, because we pay the other teachers and they don't want to offer my discount, obviously, right? At this point, we'll work that out. As we grow, we'll be able to work that out. But so that you should be getting email about that later this afternoon or tomorrow. And I will encourage you to get in there, see if you can access the online program. And the first time around, I'm going to actually screen share now and see if I can show you a little bit about it. I know some of you know all this and it'll be a little bit of repetition, but so we have, it's called subscription content. It's not fancy right now because we haven't had, April's been trying to help me. We've been trying to get it working better and we're working with our web designer, but we keep getting interrupted by other things. But hopefully in the course of your training, the whole system will become better, more user-friendly. We'll have a search bar and things like that. But for right now, what I'm going to ask you, you're going to log in and it'll bring you to a page that says Archives. Actually, let's go back here. Let's go back to Meditate Online Home. My internet is very slow. Watch it run and run and run and run. There we go. So we're at the home page. It looks basically the same. This little bar here, Focus, has a bunch of different topics that there are meditations and teachings about. For you this week, you're going to go to the one called Spiritual Maturity.
Karen?
Yeah.
I don't know if the screen didn't change on my end, but.
Are you not seeing it?
We're seeing the page, but nothing's changing. It's just sitting there.
Yeah. We just see a page that says Archives Subscription Content.
Okay. And does it say Spiritual Maturity under Focus?
Well, it does say that.
Okay. So that's where we were coming back to.
Yeah, we never went to the home page.
It didn't? Okay. Thanks for letting me know.
That's why. Okay. I just want to make sure.
That's why everybody said, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. So you will have an option. There's three ways you can sort the content: by focus, by length, by selection. Focus means sleep, special occasion, spiritual maturity, start your day. There's a whole bunch of them. There's a whole bunch of them. Okay. What you're concerned right now with spiritual maturity. That's what you want. Length. For some reason, my computer is not holding. I have to hold and scroll. These aren't relevant for you for your homework this week, but they are there if you want to, you know, sometime you want to use some of these meditations and you just want a short one, 5 to 10 minutes, 10 to 20 minutes. You can choose by length. You can choose by selection. Meditations, teachings, tutorials, extra goodies. I don't even know what's in there anymore. It used to be PDFs and things like that. But right now, you're going to be going to teachings and meditations. And the teaching, let's see if the page changes. Can you see this page scrolling?
No.
Shoot.
All right. Then hold on. What I'm going to have to do is stop the share and start sharing again because it's a different page. So now I know what I'll do in the future is I'll have this queued up. Now do you see it? Spiritual maturity teachings?
Not yet.
We see a blank screen.
Really? Okay. Let's give it a rest. Sometimes it's just a little temperamental and it just, you know, okay, let's try it again. My Tuesday group is used to this. This happens, seems to happen fairly regularly with us. Okay, let's try it again. What do you see? Nothing?
Nothing still.
Black screen.
Okay.
Black screen. It says Karen has started screen sharing. That's what all it says.
All right. I don't know what we did last time. I'm going to let it just sit for a little while because I know last time this happened, but then it fixed itself somehow. So on that page, you saw it basically, right? You have the selection of focus. What I'd like you to work with this week is you're going to go to spiritual maturity. Time is irrelevant. and you're going to look for, under teachings, you're going to look for a video called The Ishta, I-S-H-T-A, Devata, D-E-V-A-T-A. And then you're going to start there. And then you're going to go to meditations, and you're going to go to a meditation. You're going to look for one called attuning to your Ishta Devata. And the only reason you'll need the first one is because we're going to go over it today, but it's just another way of hearing probably everything I'll say today, but there may be something in there that I said differently that might help you click. But the meditation, attuning to your Ishta Devata, that's the one I would like you to work with this week. Okay? Because we're going to start this group off completely different than we did the other one. Those of you who came to our little Q&A, I made the comment that last year's training was like the first waffle. And those of you who have kids have maybe heard this phrase, that your first kid is like the first waffle. It never quite, you know, you didn't quite get it right, right? It came out a little too raw, a little too burnt. The shape wasn't right. It overflowed or it didn't fill. It's like you just, you know, you figure it out with the first kid. And then second waffle, it's like, okay, you know what to do, right? And that's a deeper discussion, because actually the second kid is such a different waffle altogether that you still really don't know, but you think you know. So your group, what is so clear to me is that the most important thing you will gain out of this program is a connection with this place of deep calm, of accepting yourself. All the things you want, all of those things, this is the most important piece to get you there. So we're starting out with the big gun. We're starting out with the Ishta Devata, which is your personal divinity, which is not the greatest phrase for it, but it's the best we can do. And that's eventually what we're going to get to today. We've got a few other things I want to do. I want to kind of get you, you know, go over our intuition and some of these things first, but then we're going to work with the Ishta, because that is going to be your greatest resource throughout everything we do. Your Ishta will be with you. And so we're going to do that today. So we're kind of starting where the other group got to about 2/3 of the way. And we're going to start there. And so what I would love for you to do this week, even if you already have an Ishta, and I know some of you already have Ishtas, but I'm going to invite you today to be open to your Ishta evolving, And we'll go into what the words mean and all of that a little bit later. But that meditation, attuning to your Ishta Devata, that's what I'm going to ask you to work on this week. Okay? It's like 16 minutes. And if you're really pressed for time, You can go to around 8 minutes in if you really press for time. See if you can just do that 8 minutes. And I don't care if you do it laying down, if you do it sitting in front of the TV, pretending everybody you're watching it when you're really doing your meditation. I don't care. I don't care if you do it when you're walking. But see if you can do it every day. Okay? See if you can do it every day. Okay, so that's that. And you'll figure out the online program. April, do you have anything you want to add to what I'm telling them about the online? You're muted. Yeah.
No, I think you got it. It's, I think everything is working, right? All the PDFs are working now. I mean, it's really deep and rich. There's a lot in there. And I know for me, it's easy to get like, ooh, I want to learn about that. And then pretty soon an hour is gone and I've, you know, forgotten what I went in there for. But it's, No, it's really worth it too, by the way, just subscribing to it. It's a vast body of meditations and information, and her tutorials are amazing. So yeah, really great. So yeah.
Okay. And many of you have already been subscribers at one time or another, right? And some of you still are. So, but just for the rest of you, so you understand where this came from was in 2013. My husband took a job in Houston and we had this great little thing going here in Oregon, right? And so I put this program together for my students while I was living in Houston. And a lot of these teachings and tutorials are things that I did for them from Houston. It was just part of this continuity of teaching. And so there's actually quite a wealth of material in there. And we'll be getting new material up. And, this year we're really hoping we're going to get a search bar in there. We'll get it divided up much better. And, you know, I mean, Ramona, I know you've been in there for years and you're so, so sweet to just, you've never complained. You're muted.
Yeah. I said, once you get to the content, it's great. So, I mean, that's bottom line. That's what I want is the content. It's awesome. But there's a wealth of information in there. A lot of great meditations, a lot of great information. So.
Thank you. So that's where that originated from. Lisa, go ahead.
Yeah. Quick question. My getting a lot of freezing this morning, so I'm missing a few things. And you invited us to do something daily. And I missed that piece.
The meditation attuning to your Ishta Devata.
Okay.
Daily.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay. And so, what else is on my list of the posture. This is a tough one online. With the other group, right away, we went into posture, right? And got everybody set up with their proper cushions and stuff. We are going to kind of save posture for the retreat. Because I'll have you all there in person. I'll have all the cushions. We'll have chairs. And we'll do a whole little thing on how to sit on a chair, the different ways you can sit on cushions. And I'm going to just, in the meantime, trust that you're all doing okay. I mean, I know Laura on that couch really, really well, right? Yeah. And Brenda's got a new spot. Kelsey, I've seen sometimes in a chair, sometimes on a floor. And so, you know, I'm going to trust you right now. If there's something important in a technique that involves posture, I will tell you. But otherwise, for now, stay comfortable. That's my best advice to you, is stay comfortable. Okay. Any other questions on posture? In the back of my head, I've got people going, posture, I wanted to know posture right away. And it's like, I know, I wanted to teach it to you right away. But we have the retreat. It's really not that far. Okay? All right. So then the other thing for me was... we'll talk about that a little bit later. All right. Any questions then before we move into my little? Yeah.
So I just want to be sure on our formal assignments, you're saying you have said that so daily we want to do after we get subscribed. I guess I need to resubscribe or something, but so I'll wait for that. But you're saying daily we want to do the attuning to your Ishta Devata.
Yes.
And then we also want to do the but we need to do the Ishta Devata at least once to get us going on that.
Going to do it today.
Oh, okay.
We're going to do it today. We're going to work with that today.
Okay.
Not till a little bit later in the process.
Okay, so the important one is the daily of the attuning to your Ishta Devata.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
So, got it. Okay. And if there's any readings, you'll tell us about any formally assigned readings. I'm sure you'll tell us that at an appropriate point.
I am going to tell you. So one possible meditation session for you could look like, if you are trying to find, establish a new way of practicing and a regular practice, one way to do that right now would be to, wherever you're going to sit, pick up one of your books, pick up a book, go, let's reflect for a moment. Is it not true that ever since we were in school, we were trained to think properly, to think critically? And I would look at that and go, huh, and I would kind of read that, and then I will reflect on, is there anything in there for me? If there wasn't, so you're going to keep doing the same thing with your readings. We are really, really working on building your intuition right from the get-go, okay? And you're going to reflect on that, and then you'll do your attuning to your Ishtad meditation. If you have another practice that you do, I'm going to ask you to prioritize this practice. It's really hard if you have a regular practice to enter a training program where they ask you to do different things. I've done it so many times, and it's like, ugh. Because your practice, you've got it. You've got your routine. So what I'm going to ask you to do is, I don't want you to abandon your routine. I found that to be very destabilizing. But what I'm going to ask you to do is to start to make space for what you're learning here in a very conscious manner, in a way that says, okay, yes, this is my practice, and I'm learning something new right now. So I'm going to have to either just kind of put it to the side or keep a portion of it, but bring this new way of practicing in. It's really difficult to learn a new system, new systems, when you are still practicing, I don't want to say your old system, but another system. It's just, I've been down this road so many times, guys, I can't even tell you. And it's like, what I've learned is the best thing to do is to take my personal practice, keep a little piece of it. Like, I've always kept my invocation to my guru, but embrace what we're doing, because this is the boat we're on. This is the wave we're riding. And this is what you're here for, is to learn new stuff, right? So to what Steve said, what you can start doing, even though we can't start with posture yet, is you can start to find a place that can become a habit for you. And I know several of you are looking, this is what I want to do, is I want to find a habit of meditation. So I'm going to do it completely different than anybody else has ever told you. If you've taken beginning meditation from me, you have heard me say, find the same spot, the same time of day, same posture. That's how you build a habit, right? But I'm going to go at it from a little different perspective. And I'm going to ask you this week, find your favorite place to sit in your house. You hear that? So for Agnieszka, it's going to be wherever she sits with her morning coffee, right? Right? Where is your favorite place to sit where it feels good? And right now, it doesn't matter if it's a chair or if it's the floor. Find that place. And then find a time of day where you can sit there fairly regularly. So what we're going to do here, if we're going to learn to love our meditation practice and build a habit with it, it has to be something we enjoy. Period. Finished. The end. It has to be something we enjoy. Write that down. And then you write, period. Period. There's no more discussion. And two of my teachers, Kriyananda, my guru, he was so clear about this. Even if it means you only sit for a second and I go, okay, I sat. Okay, I'm enjoying this. Oh, now I'm not. Get up. Take another breath. I'm enjoying it. Get up. If we don't associate joy with that spot, it's going to become an obligation. It's going to become a duty. And you're going to end up, if you haven't already experienced this, like me, where I'll walk by my cushion and I'll feel like this. Nope. Nope. Don't want to sit. Don't want to sit. Nope. 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 You know, and that's not what we want. My other teacher, Sally Kempton, she wrote a book, Meditation for the Love of It. Meditation for the Love of It. It's like these people who are deeply, deeply, what do we want to call it? Just swimming in that ocean of meditation, agree on this thing. There has to be joy and enjoyment, or we're not going to do it. So we're going to do it a little differently than I've taught it in the past. You are going to first find, where do you like to be to meditate? Where do you like to sit? Where do you like to be? Find a place you like to be. We're not doing any kind of meditation. There are meditations out there that you have to do far away from other people's energy and other people's vibrations so that you don't absorb any negativity. We're not doing that. So find a place you like to be. Any questions on that? None of my air signs have a question?
Your Capricorn has a question. Well, I could just see that because I don't live by myself, that space may have to change because I might think, oh, my living room couch with the view out my window is wonderful. And so does everybody else. So, so can it be like a couple of different choices?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And one of the reasons I said this week is because find a place you like to be that you can be. And there may be three or four places that you like to be. How many of you right now are in your meditation spot? Okay, so Agnieszka, Brenda, Steve, April, Lisa, sort of. Ramon, is that your spot? Let's unmute. Let's unmute for this part, yeah.
That's my spot right there behind
me. On that chair?
Yeah.
Lovely. Okay. All right. And Agnieszka, this is your spot right here?
Yes. Yes, it is. I'm just turned facing different direction, but yes.
Okay. All right. And Brenda has a beautiful spot. She knew this was coming and April helped her set up a lovely meditation spot. And Brenda, I think one of the things that's really wonderful what you two did was it's something that Brenda's body can do. She's not trying to sit on the floor in yoga posture. She's just trying to be comfortable maybe one of these days we'll show each other our spots, but she sent us a picture last night. It's kind of partial chair, partial cushion. So she's able to move her body around and be comfortable. Was that a good way to put it?
Yeah, I just wanted to be closer to the ground than I have been in the past because I've been doing a lot of chair sitting and April and I went through a couple different options, but I just kind of came up with that I wanted to be as closer to the ground, but still able to support some physical limitations. So,
yeah, there are reasons they say to, you know, it's traditionally we sit on the ground because, of the energies. But my teacher, Sally, she's in a chair and she's been in a chair for decades. Mm-hmm. And that woman, you sit in a meditation room with her and you just feel it. It's like whether you're on the chair or the floor has nothing to do with how well you're meditating. And I just want to assure you, sit, be comfortable, be comfortable, be comfortable. That's what matters, okay?
And the main reason I chose to set up a more dedicated space is, one, my new house had a wonderful little nook that just said, screamed, this is it, right? And then for this class, for this time period, I wanted to make sure my family knows that this is a space for me. So that was more driving my intention of setting up a more dedicated little corner. What I do in the days in between class may vary, but.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Does anybody have any other questions about just find, I just want you to look for it. Just look for it. See if you can find it if you don't have it yet, right? And what you want is a place that you like to be that also meets that criteria where you can sit there and other people won't interfere with you during the time period that's easiest for you to sit. First, we want to check out with Scoba what are the spots that are conducive. And then we're going to look on finding a time. Because for every one of you, some of you are morning people and it'll be in the morning before anybody else wakes up. That was never possible for me. It was always a challenge with four kids. But and some of you may find going, you know, right before bed. But, you know, some of you may find 4 in the afternoon, 10 in the morning. It's like everybody has their own time. And that's where we want to start is find the time. Find the spot. And let's start there. So that's what I'm going to ask you to do this week. And I don't want you to feel like there's a deadline on it because these things evolve. They evolve. So just start the process. So in this little teaching, I've given you a couple great, huge permissions. One, be gentle with yourself. Give yourself time to let this evolve, which is totally counter to other classes you take where it says, I want you to have this done by this time, this deadline. Boom, start doing it now. That's not how meditation works. Okay? So this is about you listening to you, paying attention to you, developing a relationship with yourself that becomes your meditation practice. I hope that makes sense. It's actually really well said. So, did that make sense, Steve, what I said?
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Okay. So we've covered posture. We've covered this week. It's all about where and maybe starting to think about what time of day. I was going to save time of day for next week, but, you know, we can go there. You can kind of do them in conjunction with each other. All right, and other than that, your other assignment is going to be to attune to your Ishta Devata every day with that meditation. Okay? So, should we get started with our other stuff now? All right. So what I'm going to ask you to do is I'm going to ask you to, if you can remember, do you remember when I asked you in our opening meditation, what are you feeling right now? What is the sensation you're experiencing right now? Does everybody remember what it was? I specifically said, how would you describe it to somebody to try and anchor it in your head a little bit? Everybody got that? Okay, I'm going to break you up into groups. And they're going to be random. I don't know who's going to go be with you in your group. We're going to do 3 groups. One of you will have 4. And I'm going to ask you to share with each other what that was. What was that experience? And we're going to start this process of, well, getting to know each other. Okay? So open up with what you had for breakfast. Share what you had for breakfast or not. And then tell them what that experience was. And we are gently going to work ourselves into an ability to be very authentic. Because here's the biggest deal, guys. Priyananda said this all the time. You don't want to write this one down. But I'll repeat it so you can listen the first time around, okay? You can lie to me. You can lie to God. But don't lie to yourself. You can lie to me as your teacher. You can lie to God. But don't lie to yourself. Never lie to yourself. And so this journey through this course is a journey of learning how to be nakedly authentic with yourself. there's wisdom in knowing when and where and what to be authentic, right? Let's be really clear on that. But being nakedly authentic with yourself is the path to your wisdom. Okay? So, to whatever degree you're comfortable this morning or today with the sharing, we'll give ourselves time to, you know, to build that little womb of safety around all of us. But let's start by, I'm going to send you into your groups. You're going to share what you had for breakfast. And then what was that sensation you were experiencing? Just explain as best you can. And I'm going to give you about 10 minutes. Okay. Yes, Kelsey.
Can we just clarify which sensation we're talking about again?
The sensation when I said, what are you experiencing right now? It was after we'd calmed the body, after we'd done after we put the roots in and we made the space around us and we were sitting here. It was supposed to be after all that. We never know. And it was just, you know, what are you experiencing right now?
Okay.
You know, what is it? And I didn't specify, was it a physical sensation or an emotion? What was your experience? Okay. Was that a good answer?
Yeah. It's from today, like this morning's meditation.
From this morning. Yeah. Okay. All right. Are you ready? Any other questions? All right. Then I'm going to make you into 3 breakout rooms. And I'm going to pause the recording. So we're going to have to remember to start it up again. And what I would love you to do, because this is the hardest part for me. This kills me. Y'all go off and I don't know anything. I don't know what you said to each other. And I want to hear what you all had for breakfast. I want to hear what you experienced, right? So could you please designate right off the top somebody to be the, just kind of quickly recap for Karen what happened in the group, okay? And given that we have so many air signs, I would recommend that each group choose an air sign if you have one. If you don't, then choose somebody, okay? Are you ready? I'll see you in 10 minutes.
Am I an air sign?
Yes, my dear, you are an air sign. Who doesn't know what they are? Okay. So Ramon is water, Kathleen is air, Agnieszka is air, Brenda is earth, Kelsey is earth, April is air, Steve is air, Lisa is air, Lisa Sawyer, Lisa one eye is air, Laura is earth, and we have our beautiful fire Leo with the 2 eyes, Lisa with the 2 eyes. Okay, so we got it? All right. Okay. All right. Bang. See you in 10 minutes. All right. So I did. I didn't stop the recording. So on the recording, it'll be 10 minutes of me making notes. So. So who's your spokesman?
Steve is.
Obviously Steve. He's the only air sign of your group. Okay. All right. All right. Here everybody comes. All right, everybody. Was it, how did it go? Good? All right. So what was that?
I was just going to say, it's always like that last minute where it's like the end of the conversation.
Oh, okay. So was that not enough time?
I think it was enough time.
We're just talking.
Talking is great. We want to leave you plenty of time to talk because when you're together, there's the little conversations happen when you're getting tea, just sitting, waiting, right? And we don't have that. So the breakout rooms are your chance for that. So please, you know, yeah. So if you ever need more time, I know my other groups have told me I never give them enough time. So just tell me, all right? So who'd like to share? Fill me in.
I'll go ahead and start with our group because I want to get it right when it's kind of more fresh in my mind before I forget. It was nice because our group really all has a sense of a strong sense of kind of picturing and you know, some strong imagery, which was really exciting for me because that's how I move through the world. Mishka, I really loved what she told us about, that she found herself gravitating toward the word surrender in all the things that you were saying since we've been here. And so that came up for her, was just a strong sense of being able to just surrender to whatever is. And although she felt some tightness in kind of the back of her heart center, she allowed herself to just let that flow and not let that stop her. And so that was seemed like a kind of a premonition to how she was going to enter this training. And Lisa had some strong imagery around.
Lisa.
Oh, yes, Lisa, yeah, one eye, Lisa. I love the imagery she used to describe kind of the difficulty she found grounding, that it was more like Gulliver's Travels and little people just kind of holding her down versus really connecting to the center of the earth. But then once she was able to go up, she felt more of a release. And yet still there were like lightning bugs in a jar that were just kind of, you know, vibrating in there. Yeah. And it's just great imagery for how to describe what was happening in her body and her mind. So that was great. And Brenda really was able to find a sense of relief. And Brenda, let me know if I'm getting this right. but a real sense of relief of just like, I'm here, and recognizing kind of some of what her needs might be to, you know, shift some things around. And for me, I felt a sense of a strange tightness in the back of my neck that I noticed, which I don't normally have that. Any tightness is not usually there. But what happened for me was, for the first time having a real sense of that technique of being grounded and going up kind of into the ether. Like I felt a real strong sensation around that, which is, I've struggled with that in the past with trying to really feel that. And today I really got it. And so that produced a sense of excitement. And so then that's all I could think about was, this is so exciting. So like, this is what I have to look forward to with this whole next, you know, 8 or 9 months is like, I'm going to get a new sense of all these techniques and sense of myself and opening up to whatever comes next. So.
Wonderful. Awesome. And just for the record, okay, now April has there are people who have a real strong visual metaphor sense, right? And others, that's not where your mind goes. That's not how you interpret what you're experiencing. And so one of the beauties of us doing this together is that you get to realize, oh, there's other ways to do this. And it helps to break us out of this idea that there's one way. And often in a meditation training or in a meditation, even when we begin a meditation process or learning, we get to thinking that, oh, this is the way it is. And we lose track of the fact that there's many ways to say the same mantra. There's many different ways to get to the place of compassion. And there's many ways for you to interpret and express what you're experiencing. Not everybody is going to do it the same way. So I really want to give permission to people who are not as visual is the only word I can use right now. Because I know to please remember this God of comparison. We're not worshiping it. We're not worshiping. We are learning to show up authentically for us and what's us and get to know that. Okay. So I'm going to kind of keep saying this because it's not a natural place for us. We are so tuned to comparing. So I don't want you to feel bad when you're comparing. We're going to use the most important mantra of the entire training, which is this. Many of you already have it written down somewhere, but write it down again. Three words. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? Oh, isn't that interesting? I was just comparing myself to everything April said, and I'm feeling very inadequate right now. Isn't that interesting? That's all. Isn't that interesting? You noticed? Huge success, right? And this is how we are going to stop worshiping the God of comparison. All right. So thank you for that, April, and thanks for that opening to that teaching. Another thing I wanted to cover today. Room two, that's Laura, Lisa, and Steve. Ah, Mr. Steve, you're our airplane. Yes.
Okay. So Laura, who's in Houston, which I kind of envy because it's 2 hours later, had a very had a very robust breakfast. Something that I couldn't possibly make. I can barely function in the morning for quite some time, but she had a really good breakfast of potatoes, eggs, and cheese, and she's now working on her coffee and stuff like that. And so hers was really a very, like, kind of that vivid physical imagery. It was really like kind of a weather event, that started out like pending before kind of a storm and, you know, the clouds gathering and thunder, you know, thunder in the air and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, then it moved through the system, and the wind, I guess, was blowing maybe, and I could be wrong, Laura, but this is what it was cool. And then all of a sudden the weather broke into sunshine. And so, I was, you know, like I say, it was like, whoa, man, I sure didn't experience that at all myself. I was just, you know, kind of stuck in my own head as usual. So that was her experience. Lisa, had, threw together some scrambled eggs. Lisa with the two eyes, I guess is apparently the Finnish spelling of Lisa. So that was helpful to know because I didn't really understand any of those two eyes at all, but now I do. So she threw together some scrambled eggs quite quickly. And, you know, just for her, I think it was really more emotional as opposed to like the physical metaphor of the weather. And she kind of struggled a bit to settle in and found herself kind of popping in and out. I think as she worked to kind of settle in, and at first she was focusing on last Friday. And then I think she realized that we were to focus on how, you know, today and how, what the sensation was as we settled into the first meditation. And so it was sort of physically unsettled with some resistance. You know, she felt that maybe the resistance was preventing her from really going deeper initially. So again, if you guys, you know, feel free, I'm doing my best here. I could be completely misinterpreting things, but, so for me, I think, I also, let's see, how did I, you know, I had a bit of a sense of, I was feeling a bit frazzled and conflicted as I started in on it. But also open-minded. You know, I'd say probably more like Lisa, like, I had a hard time settling myself in and realizing it's daylight savings time and I'm up at 7:30 in the morning on a Sunday and I'm about to meditate for hours and hours and hours. And
so, you made my day, Steve. It was great.
But I mean, a little bit deeper than that, if I'm not going to lie to myself, you know, as I say, this year has been really, really challenging for me. And I think I understand that it's kind of compressed. It's like almost like a vice around, you know, a lot of my sort of key issues. And, you know, I wake up, in a panic still somewhat regularly this year. And so it's not really surprising that that's why I had all that apprehension. But again, I got to some open-mindedness. I definitely got to some settling. And, for whatever reason, you know, it just hit me in terms of, you know, I can use some help on patience as things evolve for me that are kind of coming out of this year, you know, and there's a part of me that's just like, I so want to get away from some stuff. I so want to move on. But as I kind of examine these things, you know, I need to let them evolve. So patience. But anyway, that's a little bit off track.
That's okay. That was great. And I'm going to take a moment to do a little teaching on this. And one other thing I wanted to make sure to mention today was one of the things that's going to help you make great strides during this program is when something comes up like, oh my God, I'm going to spend 6 hours meditating this morning, is to then, is to go, oh look, so far we've only meditated for maybe 7 minutes, mm-hmm. Right? And is to start correcting when we have an assumption that's building dread, that's building resistance. Part of what we're learning to do is be aware of, you know, these thoughts. And I think Steve, you expressed it so beautifully because it's a thing. It's a real thing. But to say it out loud takes some of the power away. And it gives me the opportunity to remind each one of you, your progress is going to come from focusing on when what you thought was true isn't. Okay, that's really important. It's like, oh, I was afraid this was, oh, it didn't happen. What we tend to do is focus on, oh, I was so afraid that was going to happen. And what we tell everybody, how did your class go this morning? Oh, it was good, but I was so afraid it was going to be da, 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 da. And we talk about that. And we don't say, wow, I was afraid it was going to be this, but you know, it's great. We hardly meditated. All we did was talk and learn shit. It was great. And I met these really cool people. You know, it's like that will help to shift the sources of the stress, the anxiety, and those patterns that you're trying to shift. And let's be real. Every single one of us, me included, we're all shifting. We're all relearning how to do it in a new way that brings us that contentment and satisfaction rather than the discontentment and dissatisfaction. So is that clear? Clear enough? Okay, Brenda?
Just random. I think your recording is still paused.
No, it says it's recording. It's
okay. Okay. It started. Yeah, it started blinking when you paused on my end. So it's still blinking. So I thought it was kind of. Anyway, that's okay.
I'm having a moment. I never did pause the recording. Oh. I forgot to. So you guys are going to have 10 minutes of me sitting here dividing you up into your next groups. So I'm over here on you. It's like, okay. So anyway, so we're going to pause during the break. We're going to take a break after this next group checks in. So Kathleen, Kelsey, Ramon, you got, oh, that's an obvious.
Hi.
Yep, there you are.
Ramon had a beautiful vegetable omelet that his wife prepared this morning for him. And for him, the meditation was very rooting. Felt very serene, very calming. His were just mostly verbal confirmations. And same with Kelsey. She really loved your meditation as well. Just felt rooted, you're balanced. She has not eaten breakfast yet. Yeah, she's just waiting. She loved her sleep till the very last minute. So that's where she's at this morning. And I myself have not had breakfast. And I usually don't for a while. So I have my coffee and I've had 3 glasses of water though. So, and for me, the meditation, I had quite an experience. When you attached to the cord, I floated off and, I was a fetus in a sense. And so, I mean, like, I've shared, this year, my focus has been, I mean, I've peeled so many layers, not that I'm still not peeling layers, but this year's my focus was to strengthen and to deepen. And I feel like the fetus was just the beginning, right? So here I am to start over. Anyway, I'm getting emotional again. So it was pretty beautiful.
So that is beautiful. So let's do, I want to make sure that there, we have a little, I don't know if I made this clear, but you're going to have a journal you take notes in. You have something you're taking all your notes in, right? And that's important because you're going to have all this stuff on the website and everything, but your notes are, there's still something about your notes, right? But there will be times I'm going to ask you to write down what your experience was from a meditation. That's a really important learning tool and teaching tool. And so it's up to you if you want to keep those as part of this or if you want to have a separate journal, which we would call your meditation journal, which when there's a meditation, you know, when I'm studying with my teachers, I'll do a quick note of what the meditation was. So that I'll remember and then I'll write the response, you know, what my response to it was. And so you choose for you, which is best. But Kathleen, this is definitely something to write down. Write down the date, the time and the experience. Okay. Cause that's really an important symbol.
Yeah, I did.
Good. Okay. All right. All right. Good. Well then loves, let's take a 10 minute break and you can do whatever you want. I'm going to leave the Zoom open, but I'm going to stop recording. And Brenda, I'm going to need you. I'm going to need all of you when we come back to hit record, okay? But so I'm going to put this little green thing over mine because that's where it says record, which will hopefully help me. But so if you want to stay and chat with each other, that's fine. If you want to go to the bathroom or get something to eat, please, whatever, okay? 10 minutes. All right, guys.